This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening. Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing. In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Bouncing away on this Saturday evening. Hopefully getting your evening started for this rockin' Saturday night. Talking about lesbian haircuts. Obviously, hopefully it hasn't inspired you to go out and get some of the haircuts we've advised you not to.
I want to make a lesbian haircut. I want to make one called the Dykea.
The Dykea, that's good. That's good.
I just have to research what Swedish chicks look like.
That would be hilarious, Ibu. It'd be funny if one day we're ever, you know, inducted into a lesbian hall of fame. I'm just thinking really big here. I don't know if that will ever be possible. But
I'm way ahead of it.
Like when we're like dead and gone.
Ginny.
What? No, they're probably down the track. There might be like, you know, an award to like, now into the lesbian hall of fame. The Natalie Zibong haircut.
Oh no, that would be horrible.
The Ginny Hetty Hewa haircut. What awards would I ever hold that?
No, thank you.
Thanks to everyone who's messaging about their haircuts. We're not going to hold you ransom, Tim, we promise. But we absolutely love it. And thank you to everyone who's commented on what kind of haircuts we should get, which is a little bit worrying.
We have some very worrying ones. Well, one of them just said, you for the rat tail.
Yeah.
Me can rock a Bieber. I don't know. Well, you know what?
But actually, Zibu, you could actually rock a Bieber. It'd be easy for you to manipulate the Bieber. You just need to grow your hair longer.
Yeah, okay.
And you'd be there.
Well, you know what? Out of all of them, I would probably want to choose the Bieber out of all of them.
I would have to say I agree.
All I need to do about the Bieber is throw some matte hairspray in and whoosh.
You're done.
Something else.
You are done.
Something else. Anything but the Bieber.
I know. It's very interesting. Now, Zibu, I've got to say, an interesting discussion with a friend of mine has brought on the new talk topic.
Oh, lordy.
The Facebook relationship status.
Oh, dum, dum, dum.
I know. Now, it's... Yep. Now, this is pretty big. Even in our modern day relationships, the Facebook relationship status is a conversation that needs to be had once you start seeing someone. Like, once you make it official, do you have to make it official on Facebook?
It's a big discussion.
Well, this is the thing. When I have been in relationships while I've been on Facebook, my relationship status has always stayed the same, not specified.
Yeah.
And there's been a reason for that. Because when I first
changed it. Are you sure it's on your relationship status and not gender?
My gender definitely is specialized.
I just want to make sure you got the right tab there.
I'm going to go in and change you to like my son on my family man. It's hilarious. Okay. It is possible. But the funny thing is, well, the first time I ever changed my relationship status, it was from not specified to single.
Oh.
And so on the feed, it came up as Ginny Hetihewa is now single.
Single, yeah.
And people were like, what?
What happened? What happened?
You in a relationship? Oh, no. What happened was I took it off single.
Oh.
I took it to not specify. So Ginny Hetihewa is no longer single. So
does it do that?
Yeah. Back then in 2007 when Facebook was still quite relatively new and not modified and integrated like it is now. But I got so many texts and messages going, who is she? Who's a new girl? Who's a new girlfriend? Why haven't you told me this? I'm like, there is no girl. I just took it off single because I don't want people to know my business.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that people kind of stalk people on to keep tabs on whether they're together or not.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it totally right, because it is such a big discussion nowadays. When you get together with someone, girl or boy, girl, whatever, you kind of like... you need to come to that point where you have to talk about it. Like, oh, are you going to change your relationship or can I change your relationship?
And can I add you as my partner?
Yes, it's the adding as well.
I know.
It's hard because, like, you know, when you're seeing someone, obviously you can't jump into it so quickly, but you can be seeing someone, but you both could have the relationship status as single.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're technically not single, but what do you put? Dating? There's no dating.
Exactly. I think Facebook needs to expand their repertoire because there's single, there's in an open relationship, there's in a relationship.
They should be screwing around.
There's married, and there's also it's complicated. But I think there needs to be a bit more elaborate ones.
Well, we can
currently seeing someone.
Dating.
Yeah,
screwing around. One night stands only.
Exactly.
Cheating on my girlfriend.
Yeah, that one will get you far.
Yeah, that'll get very far. No, we should probably speak to Facebook about modifying this to more suit our lifestyles.
Absolutely. Like, we'd like to know, what's your thoughts on relationship Facebook or Facebook relationship
I'd like
statuses?
To put down Mind Your Business.
Exactly. Mine's like, get lost. 0427JOY949.
Or you can email us honor@joy.org.au and tell us what tabs should we add to the Facebook relationship status options.
Absolutely. That's 0427JOY949.
Email us honor@joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Kylie Watson from the Newtown Girls, and you're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Tackling the big issues today, lesbian haircuts and Facebook relationship status updates. Or status, as in your relationship status, not the actual status update. Just because there's so many statuses going on in Facebook. But I've got to say, now, what inspired this talk topic was a friend of mine asked me, and she said, look, I've got to ask you this. What are you and Natalie's relationship statuses? Because firstly, they asked if there's anything going on between us. And I was like, hell no!
What the hell?
That was pretty much the reaction I had.
That's what I usually do as well, when someone asks me, so how are you and Judy been along? What the fuck?
And generally, mine's accompanied by flapping arms. Flapping arms.
I don't know about that.
But yeah, that's what they say. So, and then I said, they're like, oh, because, you know, we looked at your Facebook statuses and you both don't have anything. Now I'm like, well, there's a reason why I don't put up, because I don't think Facebook for me, this is my personal thing, Facebook for me only has a part of, I put photos up of my trips and, you know, why check into places, but there's a line I draw when it comes to my personal life, which I'm quite private about.
Yeah.
Now, just for the record, yes, I am single, but even if I was in a relationship, you wouldn't know any different on Facebook.
That is true. That is true. And that's another, hey, that's another topic for next week. Can two lesbians be friends? We need to write that down.
Yeah, okay. I'm writing it down.
Well, it is a really big thing. I mean, again, we were talking before about when you start dating someone, how long until you kind of need to change your relationship status? Well, technically, if you start dating someone, your relationship status isn't single.
Well, it depends. It depends. Because if you're dating, dating doesn't necessarily mean you're committed to one person. Dating kind of implies several. Because if I say to someone I'm dating, I would mean I'm not just dating the one person. If I was
really?
Well, hold on. Let me finish.
Hold back.
No. Listen up. Listen up, Miss Judgmental. I'm clicking away here. No. If I said I'm dating someone, it's different. But if I say I'm just dating, it doesn't imply a certain single someone.
Yeah, I don't know. When I date, I just date one person.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you say dating, and then if you say seeing, now that implies a bit of commitment. Now, when you say relationship, that comes with the responsibilities and the commitment to each other. So that's the way I see it. So I don't know. I think Facebook, if you are dating someone, I think, if your relationship status is single, I agree. I think it should be single until you've reached that level of commitment.
Yeah, of course.
Then it's in a relationship.
And then you've got to change. And then you've got to have to talk about connecting your name with the person's name.
Exactly. And this is the thing. A recent friend of mine, she was in a relationship and she took down her Facebook status is like no longer. So does that necessarily mean that she's not in a relationship anymore, or does she just not want people to know about it?
Well, a friend of mine did the same thing too. Didn't want to just advertise a relationship because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people out there can understand. We do have a lot of people on our Facebook profiles now that we don't know anything about.
Exactly.
We accept a lot of strangers. You know, meet your friends, you just don't know them.
Exactly.
And a friend of mine did take her down her relationship status, and everyone thought she had broken up and they had broken up. But they just didn't want to put it out there. You know, they didn't feel it was out there for strangers to see who they were with, which is fair enough. You know, each to their own. But it's the same thing. I recently took my relationship status down and it's not specified. And as soon as I took that down, three messages.
Exactly.
What happened? Are you single? What happened? Blah, blah,
exactly.
Blah. And I was like, whoa, that was quick. But I deleted it off newsfeed. You know how someone, it says, it tells you when you've changed it or whatever? It wasn't anywhere on my newsfeed. It was just taken out of my page.
Now, I've got to give a tip for you, Zebu. If you do plan on changing your relationship status and you don't want anyone to see it, there is a difference. You can delete it off your newsfeed.
Yep.
But if someone happens to subscribe to your updates, they will see that. And if someone checks your relationship status before you delete it off your newsfeed, it'll come up. But the good thing to do if you are going to change any status on your Facebook, here's a tip to anyone who's looking to change their relationship status and doesn't want any drama, you go to your privacy settings.
Yes, of course.
And you change your who can view your relationship status to only you. And then you can change it and then you can do whatever you want. Yeah. And no one will know what happened.
That is a good point. I should write that down.
There you go, Z. I learnt my lesson from, you know, 5 years ago when I changed to Ginny Hetty was no longer single. The responses I got. One of my good friends wrote to me going, is she a good girl? I'll kill her if she's not. I'm like, whoa! All right.
Do you know what? Do you have the friend or the couple friend that fight a lot?
Yes.
And it's like
hilarious.
Every couple of weeks, one's single, one's in a relationship, one's single, one's in complicated, one's single relationship, and you're like, oh my lord, it's like watching Days of Our Goddamn Lives.
You know what the funny thing is? Not only are the relationship statuses amusing, but their actual status updates, like, oh, it's good to be single now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to be free as a bird.
Darn that bitch, you know, and all of a sudden, in a relationship. Exactly. And I'm like, I love you, baby. I'm like, oh lord, I can't do this. Delete.
Exactly. Oh, it's so good to be out and free on a Saturday night. Oh, it's good to have someone to hold on a Saturday night. I'm like, what do you want to do on a Saturday night?
Yeah,
seriously,
yeah.
Seriously,
yeah. And your current location is like Thomastown. Woman, you ain't out. You ain't home. You're so at home.
This is Our Society with Ginny and Ellie. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Facebook relationship statuses. 0427JOY949.
Or you can email us onair@joy.org.au.
This right now, he's a bit of MIA, one of my favourite Lunkin girls. She's a bad girl too.
I like it.
Wonder what her relationship status is on Facebook.
Mine.
That doesn't happen.
Mine.
No, she's Sri Lankan. Oh, I can claim
what's
her.
What's it?
Joy 94.9 MIA there, bad girls. She's a pretty good girl. I reckon she's from Sri Lanka.
I like her.
I like her too.
I like her a lot. I don't know anyone from Sri Lanka.
Your co-host is from Sri Lanka. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. We've been talking about lesbian haircuts and then over to the important stuff like relationship, Facebook relationship statuses.
The Facebook status, such an important topic in any relationship, even in a friendship.
Exactly.
I made that up.
I know. I just thought I'd go along with you being supportive. But we've had a text through on 0427JOY949.
I used to have widowed to be funny, but realised it wasn't, so changed to single and got a heap of messages. I was like, hey friends, I've been single for like 7 years, get with the program.
You know what, it's like the people who
Chappelle.
Is it Chappelle? Oh, Chappelle.
Oh,
now,
no.
Now, we did send her to lesbian camp, so we hopefully did, yeah. The widowed thing
didn't turn her around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saying, I'm putting exactly. Widowed. You guys are crazy.
I'd say Chappelle's doing really well at lesbian camp. She's up to, like I said, IKEA status.
Yeah.
And we've just got to, she's got to graduate to the lesbian haircut status, which we will get it.
One day, we'll, baby steps, honey.
Yeah,
baby
but
steps.
She's doing really well, I've got to say. And taking your relationship status off widowed, very good tip, I've got to say. But it's like the, like, you know, the gay husbands, the husbands and the gay wives.
The husbands.
Apparently, it's a New York term for gay husband. There
no.
You go.
New York.
But it's like when you have a gay husband and you change it to married to such and such. You know, it's like the jokes that people take and people are like, oh. And if you're a new friend and you don't actually know them, you would actually believe they're married.
Yeah.
Maybe for visa. Who knows?
Well, they don't look right.
Exactly. They don't look like they're really into each other, but you know.
Yeah. No, that's true. Well, I want to put widow to mine and see what happens.
Exactly. Well,
probably get all these my condolences.
Well, because, you know, you were recently, like, you know, you before, like you said, on Facebook, you put your relationship status in the person you were in a relationship with. I hope flowers aren't going to be sent to her.
Okay, maybe I won't, because they're going to probably message her saying, are you alive?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we heard maybe
what happened.
Not.
Or maybe, you know, her mother will get flowers saying, sorry about your daughter. It's like, what?
Yeah, no, maybe I'll rethink that. But hey, that's the thing. Facebook is such a serious thing, you know.
Exactly.
Like, for me, like, ending a relationship, for me, when I changed that relationship status from in a relationship to single, for me, that was when I actually started moving on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because, like, it's out there in public.
There. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then you get messages of people, are you okay?
And
then
that gives
you
a sense of moving on. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep. I guess it's when other people start acknowledging.
Exactly.
And you start talking about it. Do you know what I mean?
I think so too. And I think when you put it out in public, I mean, for example, people wouldn't know if I broke up or I'm still in a relationship. But maybe I would move on easier if I actually did specify it out there going single. So if you ever see my relationship status change, you know I'm moving on.
To single status.
Yes. Yes to
I'm
that.
I'm single and I'm going to be single.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, next week on Her Society, we've got a couple of interesting chat topics, which we will tell you about. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Fortunately, we've come to the end of our show. Stay tuned for A Touch of Pink. We'll be up at 7 o'clock. All these hits to get you through your Saturday night. They're awesome boys. Dennis and Dick will be coming up. Now, next week, Zebu.
Next week.
Now, we're going to talk about something pretty interesting.
Tell me.
Phobias. Yes.
I've learned that there are so many phobias. Phobias that I didn't even think existed.
Exactly.
You know, that you can even have a phobia of phobias.
Yeah, and a phobia of having peanut butter stuck to your
stuck to the top of your mouth.
Are you serious?
There is so many, and it's a serious thing. Like, I've been talking to a few people about this, and it's a serious thing. Like, it's not made up. Some of these that you will read, and some of them that we will read next week, are like it's the real deal.
It's and serious stuff,
I'm,
people.
I'm just going to say two of these phobias right now. For an example, we'll bring this up next week. But calinophobia. Now, this is one phobia, calinophobia, that I do not want to have. And if I ever get it, you have my permission to shoot me.
Really?
It's a fear of beautiful women.
Oh, dear. Shoot me too if I ever get that phobia.
Oh, my God. No way. I wouldn't want to have that phobia. Now, this second...
Actually, before you continue, Zeke...
Okay, you have a little bit
I have
of
a little bit because I can't talk in front of beautiful women.
No, you can't.
And that's what you do to shut me up. Be like, Gigi, look that way.
Gigi, look.
Can't talk. Ginny can't talk. What's wrong with Ginny? Ginny can't talk. It's foreign for me not to talk, so I have a little bit of that phobia.
You have a little bit of phobia. Now, this phobia is called Consecutaleophobia.
Is that German?
Consecutaleophobia. Now, I'll tell you, if you were in Asia, you'd be screwed. Because this is the fear of chopsticks.
Are you serious? Do not go to Chinatown for lunch.
Don't go.
Or dinner. No. Stay away from Chinatown.
Fear of chopsticks.
Are you serious?
These are some serious phobias.
So what do they think chopsticks are going to do? So
poke them in the eye.
If I ever went to a dinner at their place and put the chopsticks up my nose and pretended to be a walrus,
you'd be like,
that wouldn't be a good idea.
No.
Use straws instead.
No. Yeah, yeah,
use straws. I like that even. No, don't use chopsticks.
No. Well, yeah, those are just some of the topics that we'll talk about next week. But
Next week we've got Parvati Ma coming in from Shani Mission Harmony Center. She's going to be telling us, which will be actually quite interesting when we're talking about phobias. She's going to talk through us about surrender.
Oh.
Now, surrender is when you've been holding onto something, whether it be an emotion, a past relationship maybe, some resentment, or something within you that you just cannot let go of.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn surrender, you can actually learn to let go of it. Could be a phobia-related thing as well.
Oh, that's
so
true.
We will find out next week on Her Society. If you want to check out all of our podcasts, what we've been up to, especially when we're up over in the States, check out hersocietyonline.com.au or our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Her Society Online.
This is Ginny and Natalie signing out of Her Society. Till next week,
we recycle.
What?
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants.
Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.